Hello, welcome back to the show. My name is Francesco Pavone and I'm your host. And today me and you are going to talk about arms. Yes, I'm gonna share with you the best exercises to grow your arms. We are going to talk about do we need isolation exercises to improve arm size, or can we just do like bench press and chin ups? We're gonna talk about the reason why you should use more cables than dumbbells, and then I'm gonna share with you the best exercises for bicep, tricep, as well as some overrated exercises, very famous exercises for bicep and tricep, and some underrated exercises. All right, long further ado, let's get to it. What are the best exercises to grow your arms? Well, before we get into that, I'd like to share a story with you. When I first approached a bodyweight only training during the first lockdown, that was the first time that I really experienced some arms growth. That was the first time where I realized that the one thing that I needed to do in order to grow my arms was to just get better at chin-ups and dips. You see, the thing with arms is that some people, they naturally have big arms. Some of those people carry a lot of fat around their arms, and when they actually do a calorie deficit or a fat loss phase, they realize they don't have so much muscle and they're a little bit upset about their arm size. If that's the case, you know, the paradise for those people, it's not being in a calorie deficit, because that's where their arms look at their best. But generally, like, I think a good goal for all of us men who likes to have bigger arms is to just be able to feel the t-shirt a little bit, and just, like, I think every man with slightly bigger arms, in my opinion, and this is a very biased opinion, look a little bit better. So I really liked the idea of just getting a little bit of muscle around my arms. And you know what is funny? Because it wasn't like that from the beginning. At the beginning, I would focus, and for the beginning, I'm talking about 2016, 2017, I would just focus on getting stronger and mainly on compound exercises. So, you know, I was very pleased to realize later on in my career that there was a good move, because when we asked, okay, do we need extra exercises, and which kind of exercises do we need to grow our arms? Because when we look at every kind of traditional training program, we see that that there is a lot of bench press and a lot of overhead press and rows. And I like to quote one of my mentors, Nick Tominello, who said that in the fitness world, the trends come and goes, but bicep curl never go out of date. So it's common to find the barbell curl, and there are some exercises that many bodybuilder popularized back in the days, such as the barbell curl from Arnold. So before we dive into the best exercises to grow your arms, I'd like to address a main question. Do you need to do some isolation movements, or can you just grow your arms doing chin-ups and dips and push-ups? Well, research are very clear on the topic. So isolation movement can cause regional differences in muscle activation compared to compound movements. A compound movement exactly would be a bench press. An isolation movement would be a tricep pushdown. So doing isolation movement causes muscle growth in a particular body part. And when we compare studies that compare the effect of incorporating isolation movement with compound movements, then we see the best hypertrophy. For example, in a study, this study showed that bicep curl resulted in twice the hypertrophy of supinated grip dumbbell rows. strongly suggesting that isolation movements are necessary to maximize hypertrophy. And this is not surprising to me, because when we are drawn to believe that we need to either focus on one or the other, but most likely things happen on a spectrum. So we probably can incorporate both. So in general, I recommend that if you want to grow your body, to grow your muscle, and to see a balanced development in your physique, that you implement 80% of compound movement in your training program, and then you top it up with the 20% of isolation exercises specific to the body part that are lagging or are a little bit more stubborn. I have to say, though, that this percentage will change, and for more intermediate and experienced athlete, I would propose a slightly different percentage. In some cases, you might have as well to split your compound movement into half of your exercises in your program, and the rest will be just isolation exercises. The reason for this choice is that the more you gain experience, the more weight you will be able to lift in the compound exercises. This might seem an advantage, but it will also be very taxing. It will also make you very tired. Take the deadlift. If you do a Romanian deadlift at your first workout at the gym, you'll probably use 40, 50, 60. If you're very strong, you already use 70 kilos. But an experienced athlete can work up to 220 kilos for 15 reps. And we are talking about natural athletes. So in that case, one set will be extremely more demanding for the experienced athlete, which, that set will make the experienced athlete more like out of breath, and it will be very fatiguing for a novice, for a beginner, first few years lifting weights. It might not be so taxing. That's why a beginner can get most of the result with compound exercises, and the more you gain experience, the more you will have to implement specific exercises for your body, just to maximize the local hypertrophy, so the hypertrophy of those muscles. So there is really sufficient evidence to suggest that individuals looking to really maximize muscle growth should include isolation exercises into their program. For individuals more interested in time efficiency and just getting fit, so general fitness, rather than just maximal muscle growth, then compound movements can provide an effective stimulus to multiple muscle groups simultaneously. So this is also like a good side note, because if you're out of time and you want to still get a great workout, sure, you can use superset, paired set, rest pose set, and we talked about it in past episodes, but you probably can just focus on 80% of your workout, so your compound movements. When we talk about arms, we have to consider that your bicep and your tricep will work already in any upper body movement, pressing movement, such as a bench press, military press, or incline dumbbell press, and pulling movement, such as chin-ups and pull-ups and rows. Now, let's dive into the best exercises for the bicep. So the bicep, really, we can look and when we divide the best exercises, I don't just choose exercises that work well for me or my clients. I just want to give you a little bit of nuances around why is that. So the bicep can be divided in the bicep and the brachioradialis. So the brachioradialis, it's the muscle that work more during a hammer curl movement. So literally, like, the best exercises that I would do for the brachioradialis is a hammer curl. So with the thumbs up, it's a curling motion with the thumb up, and I would use a cable. Now, you might think, hey, Francesco, but what if I like to use dumbbells? Well, this list, it's not a list of exercises that you should do all the time for the rest of your life, because if we apply the principle of training of variety, you will still need to rotate exercise, you will still need to use different tools to apply those exercises, such as, like, you can do a hammer curl with a cable, or you can do a hammer curl with a dumbbell. in my, so if I have to choose the best exercises, I will choose the one with the best profile, the best resistance profile. And this is what I mean by that. Take the dumbbell, for example. Now, if you do a hammer curl with a dumbbell, so with the palm facing each other, so the dumbbell held vertically, then you have no resistance when your elbow are extended. And you have the peak resistance when your elbow is at 90 degrees. Now, we know that the muscles are at the strongest in their mid-range. So I like this idea because it's very important to know that muscles have different strength in different parts of the range of motion. Now, in the case of a dumbbell hammer curl, you have a very high tension when your elbow are at 90 degrees, but you have very low tension when your elbow are extended. Now, do the same exercise in front of a cable machine. So you take the low cable and you curl up in the same motion. Now you're going to have some resistance at the bottom, and then you're going to start to load the brachioradialis from the very beginning. This doesn't mean that the cable, like when we compare the hammer cable curl and a dumbbell cable hammer curl, we will see that the cable curl has an advantage. Now, sure, it will feel nice as well to rotate that with a dumbbell curl, and that's what you should do. And you know, when you see a stall in progress, or simply every 8 to 10 weeks, you might just decide to just switch between the two. Now, given the fact that as well you won't be able to do all these exercises in the same program unless you have a dedicated day for your arms, and that would be in a case where you're really committed to grow your arms and you're not getting the desired arm growth from a general traditional or general training program, you know, I wouldn't worry about you know, choosing cable over dumbbells. This is just like a list of exercises that I think it's best. And you should also know how to use it and how to rotate exercises. So the first would be the hammer curl with a cable. Now, for the other part of the bicep, I would choose three other exercises. And these three other exercises are loading the bicep in the mid-range. So the first one is a cable bicep curl to load the bicep in the mid-range. So you simply face the cable, you take the low cable, now you have your palm facing up. You won't be able to use the same load that you use in a hammer curl. And by the way, the hammer curl, you can even face away from the machine. That would load the bicep and the brachioradialis in a slightly more stretched position. Because now your arm, the cable is pulling your arm behind. So the two, like, make sure that you decide either facing the cable or facing away, okay? Because those two are loading the bicep in different ways. The second exercise, as I said, is the cable bicep curl. Now, we want to face the cable because we want to load that mid-range. So palm facing up, I recommend that you have the cable so that the cable is not literally in front of you, but is aligned with your palm, okay? And some people will argue that since the bicep is a shoulder flexor too, that you should allow your elbow to lift as you pull up. I don't think it's a good idea. I think like just engaging the shoulder joint and keeping a nice soft elbow, that doesn't mean that you should keep like your elbow fixed on your torso, but I like when you basically step 15 centimeter out from the machine, you face still the machine, but you keep your elbow more fixed along the body, okay? Because, you know, the bicep acts as a shoulder flexor, but more in a stability fashion. It doesn't really actively bring the shoulder in an overhead position, okay? This is not the action of the bicep. It might act as a stabilizer, but not as a prime movement in that motion. So keep the elbow more along the body and then just focus on curling up. That's the second exercise for bicep. Now we want to also, like, if you think about the action of the bicep, if you have your arm on the side in front of you and then you curl, bringing your palm to the shoulder, okay, That would be like the bicep in the shortened position. So if we want to load this exercise, and again, with a good, if we want to load the bicep in this position with a good exercise, not one that challenged the bicep just in the very end, but one that challenged the bicep from the very beginning, still in that position, then a cable concentration curl, it's really like one of the best exercises you can do. And if you want to minimize the cheating, I suggest that you basically squat down. This is also going to be nice on your hips and on your back and on your calves. Take a cable, a low cable with a handle, and then you will see many people like doing it like with their arms literally in front of you. But that's sometimes like it's a very, especially if you're a big guy, it's a weird position to hold, right? And then some people, they would force themselves to really like curl with their arms externally rotated when they don't have the external rotation necessary to do the movement. We talk a lot about the concept of active mobility. So you want to literally choose exercises where you load the muscle in a position that you can hold comfortably. Because sometimes you might encounter people who will tell you, oh, I feel this exercise more. Try this exercise, you will feel your bicep more. But feeling and muscle growth are two different things. Sometimes you might just take your chest and squeeze it without an exercise and just feel your bicep, sorry, your chest more than in a bench press. Does squeezing your chest grow more your chest than doing bench press? I don't think so. So like when you squat down in a, literally you squat down all the way down. This one, you might want to go just in a position where you're comfortable. Okay, so if you need to elevate your heels, feel free to do that. You might not need to do that. And then you have your arms in front of you and then out. This is a position that many people can load comfortably. And then you bring your palm literally as close as you can to your delt, to your shoulder, okay? And that, so if you think about it, like if I had to do it myself, I wouldn't do it with a cable in front of me. I would do it with a cable literally 30, 40 degrees in front of me and on my right, if I'm using the right hand, and on my left, if I'm using the left hand. So that would load the shortened range. And the fourth exercise, we cannot leave this out really. It's important because we want to, like, we know that there is a relationship between how much we load a muscle in a lengthened position, in a stretch position, and its hypertrophy. So, you know, choosing exercises that are biased towards a lengthened range, and it's never going to be either just lengthen or just mid or just shorten. It's going to be mid to lengthen, mid to shorten, and more the mid range. So the cable bicep curl would load more the mid range, even if it has a very consistent resistance profile. Now for the lengthen range, literally take the cable bicep curl and face away. What is called the face away single arm bicep curl, it's one of the best exercises that you can do. And literally, like, it takes some practice because at the beginning, especially if you come from a lot of dumbbell curl and barbell curl and chin-ups, you might not have the same feeling of work. But when you keep a really upright posture, you don't lean forward. You literally stand upright. You have your arm on the side. So already, like, the bicep has to act in a shoulder stabilizer fashion, because if you don't engage the bicep, your arm will be pulled back. Sure, the front delt and some other upper body musculature will pull your arm next to you, but that's gonna be the bicep that will act as a elbow flexor, okay? So a nice superset that I like to do, and you can even do this you know, in a three set, so three exercise back to back, is I would start from the shortened range, the cable concentration curl, then I would move into the mid range with a cable bicep curl, and then I would go into the lengthened range with a face away bicep curl, and I would basically keep the same load for cable concentration curl and bicep curl, but I would drop the weight 10-15% for the face away bicep curl. This is because it's true that the bicep and any other muscle will be at their strongest in the lengthened position, but there's going to be the accumulation of fatigue. So consider that by the time you're doing the face away bicep curl, you've already done like 20 reps. So, or like 15, 20 reps. So your bicep will be pretty tired. So I recommend that you drop the weight if you are doing this 3-set. But give it a try. You'll feel an amazing pump. You'll do the second arm. And by the time you're done with the second arm, the first arm will be already recovered. So it's a very time efficient way to train your bicep if you want to get a lot of work in a short period of time. And we move on to the tricep. Well, the tricep has three heads, the lateral, the medial, and the long head. So things are a little bit more complicated, but I'll keep it to four exercises. So the first exercise I will choose is a movement that will challenge more the medial head and the midrange. So when you think about the narrow grip bench press or the narrow grip press up, you know, that's kind of the motion that we are trying to train because, you know, the tricep work as a tricep extensor and a shoulder extensor. So really, like, when we want to train all the three heads, there is no better exercise than the cable hybrid press. So imagine that you have two cables, you face away from the cable, and the cable are nice and tall, so they're about eyes height, okay? Now you take those cable, and to do this, you need that machine with the movable arm or just an adjustable cable machine, but not the wide one, the narrow one. And, you know, many gyms don't have it. It's impressive how many hotels have it. Like, hotels gym are not the best most of the time, but they have this machine. And I'm like, dude, why there are not so many machines like in a commercial gym, like, I don't know, McFit, for example. But again, like, this is the reality of fitness, isn't it? Like, you have flows and, you know, you have to maximize the equipment that you have. So you literally can do this with a single arm and solve the problem. Sure, it takes more time. But basically, like, imagine a tricep pushdown, okay? This is very similar. You face away. The cable is a bit higher than your elbow, okay? Now, you are doing a hybrid press because you want to basically start with your, imagine that you have, you squeeze your thumbs, you squeeze your fist, and you bring your thumbs into your shoulders, and you leave your elbows out, okay? You don't want to have them as high as your shoulder, you want to have the elbows at 45 degrees, okay? So you're maintaining this neutral grip. The thumb are touching your delts, okay, your front delt, and then you extend in front of you. So clearly there's going to be a little bit of chest in that, but that's going to be a great exercise, way better than the narrow grip bench press, because it's going to be physiologically and orthopedically better on your shoulder and on your elbow. Give it a try, and in case like you really have a hard time to get this one going, I would rather have you doing dips on the parallel than the narrow grip bench press. Narrow grip bench press is one of those exercises where, you know, it's good, it's easy to get a lot of growth, but it's also easy to incur in elbows and shoulder problems. So that's the first exercise to load the tricep. It's going to load a little bit all of the head of the tricep in the mid range and especially the medial head. Now, let's move to the length and range. Now, research shows that when it comes to tricep training, pressing isn't enough. Okay, so if you're thinking that you're one of those people who likes bench pressing and dumbbell pressing or likes to do a lot of dips and a lot of skull crushers, like we're going to talk about skull crusher, you want to know that exercises that load the tricep with the shoulder overhead in an overhead position are a little bit superior to press down. And to when we compare doing tricep in an isolated fashion, so isolation exercises and compound exercises together, we have a superior hypertrophy compared to when we do just isolation or just compound. Okay, so we want to include some isolation, and when we compare the overhead tricep extension with the tricep pushdown, we have a better hypertrophy. Okay, so the length and range would be the overhead tricep extension. Now, so simply like low cable, you face away from the cable, and again, use the same we're going to use the same concept than the concentration bicep curl. Some people, they will just position themselves close to the machine with a cable pulling in the midline of the body. But I would suggest, if you can, keep the cable a little bit higher up, because most people, they don't really have an active overhead range of motion. They can, though, have their arms slightly in front of you. Yeah, think about like calling the professor for, being able to speak. Like, you raise your arm, it's not literally overhead, it's like a little bit in front of you. That is gonna be the angle of your shoulder. Now from there, bend the elbow and extend it, okay? You want to have a cable pulling in a line that is aligned with the angle that your arm form with your torso. So when you extend the arm, you don't want the cable to pull just down, you want the cable to pull with that angle. When we think about the length and range, that doesn't really, like, since the lateral head doesn't really have to do with the shoulder position, I need to like include another exercise here for the lateral head that is basically a little bit different. So now you're gonna raise, and this is exercise number three, it's the lateral head length and position for the tricep. And I'm gonna teach you how to do it. This is exercise number three. So you raise your arm in front of you, so with your palm aligned with your shoulder. So literally like your arm forms an angle, it's parallel to the floor, okay? So it's 90 degrees with the body. Now from there, bring your palm, so we have the right hand, in front of us, bring the right palm on the left shoulder. Sure, the elbow will have to come a little bit across, okay? Now keep the elbow in that position and just extend it. Bring it back to the shoulder. Extend it, bring it back to the shoulder. Extend it, palm back to the shoulder. So that's the motion we're doing. Now, when we have the cable literally passing next to the neck, okay? So if we are loading the right arm, we're gonna have the cable passing on the left of our neck, and then we just extend it. Definitely we need the cable either at the top position or slightly above our shoulder if we have an adjustable cable machine. That is gonna do great. You literally, if you look at it in a mirror, you'll see the lateral head of the tricep moving and shortening and lengthening. That is exercise number three. Now we are missing like an exercise that load a little bit all the head of the tricep in the shortened position. And this is the tricep kneeling extension. You can definitely doing it in standing posture, standing stance. And basically you're having your elbows on your, like your arms on your side, okay? And you are gonna use two cables that are crossing your arms together. Now, a common mistake here is to allow your elbow to come across the body. I suggest that you keep your elbow literally fixed next to your torso and you just focus on extending your tricep. This one, I want you to do this slightly leaning forward, but not too much, okay? You don't want, if you lean forward too much, you're gonna turn this into a tricep kickback, okay? Which is gonna be okay to load the lateral head, but it's not gonna do a lot to your long head, okay? So take a cable machine, take the two cables, okay, in opposite arms. So the left side, you're gonna hold it with the right hand, the right side, you're gonna hold it with the left hand, then pull your arms down, pull your shoulder blades back and down, position your elbow next to your body, and then extend the elbow. You're gonna feel it, okay? From the very beginning, trying to keep an upright posture, just lean forward until it's comfortable, but not too much, so that when you extend the elbows, you want to still have the cable basically wanting to pull your whole arm forward. So that's it. Like, those are the best exercises I would choose for tricep. As you can see, there are a lot of cables. There is some body weight with the dips. I just want to share with you like four exercises that, in my opinion, are highly overrated. The first exercise, it's an exercise, as I said earlier, popularized by Arnold. So it's the barbell curl. The barbell curl is one of those exercises that gives you like a quantifiable and easy to remember way to progress. And for some beginner, it might just be fine, okay? So many people do barbell curl most of their life. It's not too bad. It's not the end of the world. Please don't hate me for saying this. If you are doing a barbell curl and if you like it, if you enjoy doing that, you have no problem, your elbow are healthy, go for it. But for most people, people that I work with, after 4 to 8 weeks, there is a little nagging pain or like annoying pain in the inside of the elbow. So this is because if you look at your arm path and you have your arms next to your body, the arms are not straight, okay? They are not vertical. If you have your arms literally starting from the shoulder and coming down to the floor vertically, that would be okay. But if you literally have to like to do a standing curl in front of a mirror, do a dumbbell curl. That's going to be a much more orthopedically safe exercise than the barbell curl. The barbell curl is the exercise where you realize that sensation and overload are two different things, okay? You feel the bicep literally because it might be a bad thing. It might be that the exercise, it's not aligned with the joint physiology, and you feel the bicep because something is wrong in the elbow, okay? So I wouldn't do the barbell curl anymore if I could go back, and a lot of the pain and the risk of injury that I had when I was doing it, would disappear. So that would be the first one for bicep. The second overrated exercise for tricep is the skull crusher. Oh my God, Francesco, like, I think I'm losing a lot of listener here, but, I think it's important for me that you understand why is that. Again, the skull crusher is an exercise where, the barbell, it's holding your elbows in a fixed position. So you are loading it, but as you extend, you are forced into this narrow position with the elbows. So sure, you'll feel it. Everyone will feel it. Many people will develop elbow pain from it. So again, you like it, you love it, do it. But beware that if you have elbows pain, you have some exercise to play around with in this using the informations I shared in this podcast. Now let's have a look at underrated exercises that I think are okay. Apart from the one that I proposed, I think like underrated exercises are exercises that people will say, no, I only have 5 minutes to train. I want to grow my arms. I'm not going to do some press up. Why? I think narrow grip press up, for example, done in a certain way. So with the elbow, with the hands aligned with the shoulder and not like diamond. Diamond are a very, I think it's the same as skull crusher. But for the narrow grip press up, which is very similar to the barbell press, but the thing is the barbell narrow grip bench press compared to the narrow grip press up are slightly different because with the press up, I think it's easier to get a lot of stimulus because you have to move your whole body. And you need to be very fit to get to bang out like 20 narrow grip clean push up. I remember that was an exercise where when I was growing up, I had the limit of doing 13 of them. It's for some reason I really struggled to do more of them. So I was like, okay, let's do it more consistently. And during the lockdown, I did a lot of them. I did like a cool superset, like dips and into narrow grip press up into overhead tricep extension. That was like horrible and nice. So had a lot of growth. Feel free to do that. I think it's a great exercise. It might be like just fine on your elbow. In my experience, like you don't have many people like having elbow pain because of too many narrow grip push-up, okay? Especially when you have your hands aligned with your shoulders and your elbows tucked in. That is a very hard exercise. Differently from the push-up, you don't want to hold the forearm at 90 degrees, but you want to allow, this is very similar to the first tricep exercise I mentioned, okay? So very good for the medial head and a little bit all the tricep, all the tricep head. So literally elbows tucked in, okay, and allow your elbows to go back. So you basically bring in the floor towards your shoulders or your shoulders towards the floor, okay? So shoulder towards your hands. You don't want to have your hands going a lot over your You don't want to have your shoulders going a lot over your head, hands. Yeah, sorry for that. The other underrated exercise, it's the reclined bench bicep curl. So when we take the length and range, the face away bicep curl is surely a great exercise. But some people have a hard time setting themselves up and, you know, understanding where to hold this elbow. So just take a bench, recline it at 70 to 80 degrees. You don't want to recline it all the way to the floor because you're going to need like a crazy mobility to do it. And take two dumbbells, keep your shoulder blades back, allow the arm to be behind the body and feel a nice stretch on the bicep. Now from there, slowly contract. You don't want to be too explosive on this exercise and then slowly come back. Okay, resist the temptation to bring your elbows forward because we want to leave the elbows behind. Okay, and just work with the elbow flexion and extension. All right, I think we covered everything for what concern my best arms exercises. Hey, as you know, I'm focusing a lot on building the Italian Instagram page of the Team Pavone. So, you know, you'll hear me doing the podcast in the next months, but that's where I'm gonna channel all my focus. So I want to keep this podcast because it felt so nice to be consistent for 1.5 years, even more, doing one episode a week. And we have listeners from all over the world. We'll interview guests. You know, that's going to be my commitment to keep up some sort of English content. Also, I enjoy doing that. I enjoy sharing with you all the things I learn. And if you want to help me support and you want to support this show, just leave like a quick review from the podcast platform you're listening from. I really appreciate you. And as always, we are going to talk again next week from Coach Francesco. That's everything. Ciao, ciao.